Chapter 11. No More Fear. Suddenly, a terrible noise shook the ground, and they heard a cry from the house. Philip wanted to go and see. Vera was frightened, but she followed. They spent the morning at the top of the island, trying to send a message to the village across the sea. There was no answer of any kind. The sea was calm now, but there were no boats. They searched the island again, but found no sign of the missing doctor. Vera looked at the house from where they were standing.
"I feel safer out here," she said. "I don't want to go back to the house."
"We'll have to go inside for the night," said Blore.
"You'll be safe in your room," added Lombard.
"It's strange," Vera said. "I'm almost happy. I know I'm in danger, but nothing matters. I feel that I can't die."
Blore was hungry and wanted to go inside for some lunch. Lombard offered to stay with Vera.
"We agreed to stay together," said Blore.
"I'll come with you then," Lombard offered.
"No, you won't," said Blore. "You'll stay here."
Lombard laughed.
"So you are afraid of me?"
"No, but the house makes me nervous."
"And you want my gun?"
Lombard said.
"Well, you can't have it."
Blore started walking towards the house. Vera looked after him nervously.
"Don't worry," said Lombard. "Armstrong hasn't got a gun, and he isn't in the house. I know he's not there."
"So you think it's Blore?"
"Listen, Vera," he said. "You heard Blore's story. It means that I can't be the killer. But why can't he? How do we know that he really heard someone last night? Perhaps he killed Armstrong hours before that. In my opinion, he's the one to be afraid of. What do we know about him? It's possible that he murdered every one of the victims."